When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. You know, it's there are things where you get in this business where you get a blessing. And I just listened to Connor Happer singing Georgia Line. We got a couple of minutes of that, and I feel like I need to light my phone up and throw dollars at you for your performance.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody was interested. Florida Georgia Line was rocking. I'm about 6 feet away from seemingly the only stadium speaker in the entire building, so it's right next to my microphone, so we're going to enjoy that all night.
So they put you outside?
Outside on the roof, baby.
Oh.
It's playoff football, DP. I told him, you know what? That's fine. I'm a football guy. I don't need to be inside.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. That's awful. That is awful. And it's,
you know, here's the thing. I think we're going to be treated to a good game, so I'll stay warm from the competitiveness that's going on about 40 feet below me.
Oh, give us the scouting report. What are we looking for?
It's a quarterback battle. Zane Flores for Gretna. He's got a lot of, Power 5 offers, or at least interest at this point, since he's just a junior. He's been the starter here for, this is his third year. And then on the other side, we've heard a lot of Noah Walters this year, and he's got one more chance to kick it tonight. So, he's still trying to get recruited as well. It's those two tonight. And then, can East kind of stay on their toes a little bit more like they weren't last week against Prep? They were pushed back pretty quickly. So, Gretna's physicality is something to worry about for East, but I expect it to be a little bit more competitive than it was last week for East.
Well, East has bodies. They've got talent, especially out in the skill positions. Is that going to be enough?
Yeah. I don't know. Gretna has it too. They're a little bit more imposing. But we've seen East over the last couple of years really work around their lack of physicality and some of the other stuff that the teams have. So the wide receivers are obviously really important. Last week at Prep, Cooper Erickson dropped a couple. They had a couple more drops on the outside as well. So those wide receiver, Erickson, Malachi Coleman, those guys are going to be huge tonight. East's going to have to hit a big play early. They got to feel like they're kind of involved here. So if they do that, I think we're in for a good long 48 minutes tonight.
Connor, give us some more of the names of the names that we're going to hear over the next couple hours.
Yeah, for East, it's Walters, the quarterback. Cooper Erickson is a Wofford baseball commit. He's a senior wide receiver. You'll hear he's got, just a yard short of 1,000 yards receiving on the year. Malachi Coleman's going to be a high major recruit as a wide receiver. Oh, they're going to do a national anthem here in just a couple of seconds, so I'll squeeze through it. But on the other side, it's Flores, and Mick Huber is the running back that you're going to have to be watching for. But, DP, I'll be back with you here in just a couple minutes as they do the national anthem.
Thank you, brother. That's Connor Happer. Again, we're bringing high school playoff football for you as soon as we tap out. And that's only going to be a couple of minutes. Big Sky, ask you to pull the mic down and go through it. Ask you your thoughts on Nebraska Purdue tomorrow.
I don't think it's should be any surprise, and I don't think it's unfair to say that Frost needs to win tomorrow. I'm surprised that there's as much pushback on that statement as there has been. But again, I understand that my perspective on Husker football is not necessarily the mainstream perspective.
When you watch as a student, right, you're around journalism students, you're around students in general, what's the vibe?
Just kind of a defeated kind of mentality, I guess, like not surprised. that this team is struggling, and each win is adding to the comedy that is Nebraska football.
So the student body feeling disconnected? Are they feeling connected? Are they concerned? What? How would you describe it?
The student body wants the team to be successful. Yeah. We see these guys, I think everybody has a story of having somebody on the football team in a class with them, and no one ever has anything negative to say. I don't doubt the goodness of all the people on the team. Mm-hmm. It's just, it can feel like the avalanche never stops for you as a student.
That may be the quote of the day, that it's been constant, right? It has been constant. All right. Well, I mean, again, 2:30 kickoff tomorrow, Memorial Stadium, 93.7 The Ticket, and A1 Automotive pregame show kicks off at 12 noon. Stop by, holler, give us a what's up holler, thumbs up, and all the go big red chances you can muster up. Don't go anywhere. High school playoff football is next. Connor Happer on the call. Big Sky on the board. I'm out. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 12 noon from Tipsy Tina's in Haymarket.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.